The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. If we claim to be a Christian, then we should ask ourselves, am I doing those things that please God and Jesus Christ? Just maybe, we should look at our actions and attitude. Do we make our word good? Do we take care of our family? How do we treat our neighbors, friends, and enemies? How do we treat God? We should understand that the Christian life is one of growing in grace and knowledge of God the Father and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a life of becoming like God in mind, in attitude, and in character. That is the purpose of life. That's why you were born. We should realize that it is a full-time job, living a Christian life, coming under the grace, the undeserved pardon for our sins. Yes, it is a full-time job once you start that process of becoming like God and like Christ, which is a Christian life. It would have been a lot easier if we had never taken on Satan's mind, attitude, and character of selfishness, lust, greed, vanity, and pride. It's much harder to take off than to put on, or to unlearn than to learn. And that we need to realize, that it is tough to unlearn what you have already learned and put on. We were all reared in Satan's world, his environment, and began building his traits, his attitude, without realizing it. Yes, it's easy to put his traits on, but very hard to give up and put on the traits and the character of God and Christ. This all began in the Garden of Eden, and this world as a whole has picked up on this and ran with it. Now, I have asked several times in this series of programs on grace that God cannot, God will not, apply the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins until we are ready to accept it. God isn't trying to save the world today. He is only calling a few people in comparison to the world. But there's no doubt in my mind to what he doesn't call a lot of people that doesn't answer him, that doesn't hear, that doesn't understand, and that maybe even cares less whether or not they live God's way or not. In John chapter 6, verse 44, Christ had this to say, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Christ makes it very plain that you can't come to God and come to him just as you are. There has to be some action before you can come to God. There has to be a change of mind, a change of attitude, and only God can grant that. In verse 65, he pretty well repeats the same thing again of John 6. And he said, "Therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father," making it very clear that God the Father has to call you. God the Father has to begin to open your heart, your mind, to understand his way, and to open your heart, your mind, to understand that your way is wrong and that you want to get rid of self, that you want to put off what you have put on and take on a new style of life, patterned after the life of Jesus Christ, obeying God. God the Father calls, and if he calls you and you accept his invitation and come to the point that you realize that you should repent and change your life and accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for your sins, then you are living under grace. You began to live under grace at that point. But grace doesn't give you license to rebel against God's word and against his law. God gives grace to those that are struggling to obey him, that are struggling to live by his word. That's what repentance is all about. You repent of sin. Now, the Bible tells us what sin is. There's many definitions of sin out there today, but God puts it in a nutshell in 1 John 3 and verse 4. Now, the Bible tells us all through the Bible what sin is, but John puts it in a nutshell so that it is very easy to understand. 1 John 3, verse 4. "Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness." One translation, the King James says, "Sin is the transgression of the law," meaning God's law. The New King James Version that I'm reading from puts it this way, whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness, saying the same thing except just put in different words. So we could say to live in the grace of God is a process which began when God the Father began to call you and open your mind to understand true and pure religion. So you could say to help you to see and hear the truth, God's Word. You see, God began to undeceive you. When God begins to call you, He is beginning the process of undeceiving you and helping you to put off what you have put on, and that human nature and Satan nature. In Revelation 12 and verse 9, it says this, "So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels," and it would be in this case his demons, "were cast out with him." But God says they have deceived the whole world. You may be deceived now, my friends. And if you aren't, you have been deceived. So have I. And we may all still be deceived in some ways to this very day. In Matthew chapter 13, in the parable of the sower, Christ makes it very clear to his disciples why the world doesn't understand God's word and why the world isn't called today. In Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 10, "And the disciples came and said to him," that is asking Christ a question, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." In other words, making it very clear that God isn't calling everyone today. But if He does give you that key to understand the plan of salvation that He is working out here below, then you should pick up on it and run with it. Verse 11 lets us know that God isn't trying to save the world or calling everyone in these 6,000 years of Satan's rule of the earth and over mankind. God is not trying to get the world to accept His grace today, His pardon and His forgiveness of sin. That's why Christ said none can come to Him unless God the Father calls or draws him. In verse 13, it continues, "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand." God has clouded the meaning of His word, so you have to have a special key to unlock His word so you may understand it. In the book of Psalms, in chapter 119, verse 73, "Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments." And it means, learn to live by your word and learn to understand and to live by your commandments, your word. Understanding the word and the law of God is a gift that only God can give you. God leads you to repentance by the power of His Holy Spirit. And if you meet the requirements of coming under the grace of Jesus Christ, then God will give you that gift of the Holy Spirit, and you will begin understanding the word of God. And if you are willing to obey God's word, you will begin to grow in grace and knowledge as we are commanded to do so. You can read that in 1 Peter 3, verse 18. You don't understand God's word all at once, but if you obey what you do understand, you will continue to understand more, and you will grow in His grace and knowledge to the point of understanding the plan of salvation. And that's something that you need to understand, my friend, is the plan of salvation, what God is doing, why God isn't calling everyone today, but why He is calling certain ones and hoping that they will take Him up on that call. Wouldn't you like to know why you were born, where you are going, and how to get there, and when you will get there, and know that you know, and not just be taking some human being's word? That goes on today. Many people just take someone else's word. They don't look into God's word to try to understand the plan of salvation, why they were born and where they're going. But would you like to know that you are taking God's word? You are taking your knowledge and your understanding right from God's word? Well, my friends, you can. The most important knowledge that you could have is in the Bible. The foundation for a proper education is the Word of God. You can understand the Bible. Notice what God said in the book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse 10. David is speaking here. The fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom. Notice that, my friend. The fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. Yes, if you want a good understanding, my friend, begin to live by the word of God. To begin to fear, to deliberately disobey and disrespect God and his word means you are coming to the beginning of wisdom. Just beginning, the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the eternal is the beginning of wisdom, and you grow in grace and knowledge from there. God said to fear, to respect and reverence God is the beginning of wisdom. You are being made ready to come under his grace. When you come to that point, you are in the beginning stage to grow in grace, knowledge, and understanding of God's word if you are at this point. Then God and Jesus Christ are waiting to see what you will do. Yes, when God calls, when he sends out the invitation to you, begin to open your heart, your mind, and your understanding, and your eyes to see, to know that your ways are wrong, that the ways of this world is wrong, and that you need to change, that you need to repent. There are things that you need to put off, and there are things that you need to put on. You are just coming to the beginning of wisdom and understanding of God's word and his plan of salvation. And God is waiting to see what you will do. Grace is there. Will you accept it? Grace is eventually for everyone, and God is going to offer that grace to everyone. This is not the only day of salvation, but it is a day of salvation that God is working out a plan here to teach and to train and to heal this earth when Jesus Christ returns and sets up the kingdom of God on this earth. You could be one that will be there helping to do this if you hear God today and you take him up on that call. I see my time is just about up. This is 6 programs that we've made on grace, and I hope that you have heard them all and will heed what God is trying to tell you. We have some booklets that you need to order and you need to look at, read, and study. Does God love the world enough to save it? And my friends, if God doesn't, there's no hope for this world. But God does. God is going to send Jesus Christ back in time to save mankind from annihilating all flesh from this earth. And booklet number 2, God's Seasonal Plan. This will help you to understand the plan of salvation. It will open your eyes, your heart, your mind to understand God's word and what God is doing and why you should begin to obey your Creator today. God's Seasonal Plan. And does God love the world enough to save it? All you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can go online, order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.